a cold and windswept part of Melbourne where tonight there's another vigil being held for another woman, well, allegedly murdered by a man in a public space, 25-year-old Courtney Heron, killed in Royal Park, a bushy area of inner northern Melbourne on Saturday night, the 20th woman to be killed in Australia this year. According to domestic violence campaigners, a homeless man has been charged with her murder. The ABC's Stephanie Ferrier is at that vigil in Royal Park. She joins us now. Stephanie, welcome.
Hi, Jonathan.
It's a cold and bleak night in Melbourne. What do you see before you?
It is a very bleak night, and I think that reflects the mood down here tonight in Royal Park. Just near me, there are dozens of people that have still stayed to continue this silent vigil for 25-year-old Courtney Heron. There were hundreds here earlier on, and we also saw the family of Courtney Heron come down here, which was, as you can imagine, a very emotional sight. They sobbed, they embraced one another, and they knelt down to look at all of the flowers, the notes, the letters, the candles that have been left in her honour. They picked up a huge photo of Courtney Heron that had been left. And later on, one of the family violence support workers here, Louise Karsh, at the request of the family, even though it was a silent vigil, read out a poem that was dedicated to the four women who have lost their lives here, who have been killed in public places by men in the past year alone. And she urged the crowd to let their wounding make us all warriors. So there's definitely a sense of grief here. There's a sense of solidarity. There's also a sense of real anger that this could happen once again in Melbourne to a woman at the hands of a man.
And male violence is, of course, at the outer core of what has happened here, but as are a range of other issues of complexity here in this incident of homelessness, of mental health. This is a tremendously sad and complicated crime.
It is a very complicated issue, but at the heart of it, there is still a woman who has allegedly, because obviously this case is now before the courts, been, dramatically harmed in this fashion and killed by a 27-year-old man. Mm. He will appear in court again in September, charged with murder. Obviously, doesn't negate the circumstances that, she had been in a situation of mental illness and sleeping rough. The family was here. They we've heard that they had tried many times to help their daughter. And Maxie, the mum, looked at the heavens at one stage, and said, it's been raining, but it's stopped now. And then she looked up and said, be happy, baby. It's just a completely heartbreaking scene, as you can imagine. The fact that so many Melburnians have come out in what is a really woeful conditions here tonight, I think really underscores the feeling that it doesn't matter who this happens to, and it doesn't matter in what circumstances. Everybody is just appalled and very sad by the fact that this woman has lost her life in such circumstances.
Stephanie, thank you so much for bringing that to us.
Thanks.
ABC reporter Stephanie Ferrier in Royal Park.